we certainly have a consensus that if a fire is burning, as has been the case in so many different ways here in southern Idaho so far this year, the policy is go put the fire out. We throw everything we have at these fires, appropriately so, because they can be very dangerous, very costly to life and property. And the national policy, generally speaking, is to put them out. But what we have failed to come up with is a national consensus about how to prevent some of these fires that could be prevented. And that's where the real, in my mind, where the real dilemma stands right today.
Is part of the problem, Mark, that the fire seasons have gotten longer and there are simply more fires now than there used to be?
Yeah, let me give you just one example that I think illustrates that point. We will spend about $3 billion this year between the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management in fire suppression and firefighting efforts. What happens in the current budget situation is any amount of money is spent to conduct the fire suppression. Then the agency managers, who I have a great deal of sympathy for, have to go scrambling around to move money internally in their budgets to cover these fire suppression costs. What that does is make setting priorities very, very difficult for the agency managers. They're constantly in a robbing Peter to pay Paul mentality, and it just doesn't work very well from a policy standpoint. So one of the suggestions that I have offered up, and frankly comes out of some work we've done at the Andrus Center over the past several years, is a commitment to a multi-year budget that kind of realistically tries to assess what the costs are really going to be. Right now, we base the annual firefighting budget on a rolling average of the 10 previous years of what it has actually cost to control these fires. For a long time, that seemed like a sensible approach. Now, as you point out, the fires are getting worse, more intense, more resources required. So that is, in my mind, an outmoded approach to setting the budgets for just on the suppression side.
I believe there were 8 different people who weighed in as part of this New York Times debate. There were quite a few different policy proposals, right, or suggestions, including a more liberal policy on logging. One person even suggested that the government hasn't done a good enough job managing wildfires, so individual landowners should be in charge. On all those matters and more that were presented as part of this debate, where do you stand?
I tend to have a great deal of regard for one of the writers in that group, Steve Pine, who for a long time has taught in Arizona. He has the most, in my mind, the most sensible approach. You've got to do a little bit of a lot of things. You've got to be more aggressive on this active management of the landscape, thinning, reducing the fuel load, being willing to insert fire in to the management schemes in some ways.
Do you get a sense for any sort of momentum that fixing these problems that you mentioned might actually have in the nation's capital right now?
I wish I could feel optimistic about any momentum in Washington, D.C. on any subject these days. But in a curious way, in an ironic way, the budget pressure that the federal budget is increasingly under from the standpoint that all of us know we have to do a better job of getting our fiscal house in order, that actually might cause Congress and policymakers at the federal level in the executive branch as well as the Congress to get more serious about a broader strategy that actually, I would argue, over time would save money by being more direct with the agency managers about what your expectations are for their management approach. And then over time, you would have less catastrophic fire and you'd have less need to spend these enormous sums that we're seeing spent right now to contain these fires that have been burning for weeks already in the West. And we're barely into the fire season in many respects.